Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Megan Roberts and we're going to be talking about Atlantic Fest. Good morning to you, Megan.
Good morning. I always love a good opportunity to be on Backyard and Beyond.
Well, wonderful. And we hope lots of people are listening, not only in Atlantic, but beyond Atlantic, because it is the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce who sponsors this mini events. And we've got to get right to Atlantic Fest because there is so much going on.
There is. We have lots of things coming back that are family favorites, and we have lots of new things this year. Atlantic Fest is a 30-plus year celebration of great people in a great place, and we always have new things that we try and mix in with the things that everyone enjoys. So a full schedule for a full day on the 10th.
Yes, that is this Saturday. Just think, it's August just started, and it's almost the middle of August. August 10th. What time in the morning is the first thing happen?
You know, you can start before 8 o'clock. We have our road race registration open at 7, so a lot of people enjoy running in that. We've had 250-plus runners, walkers, sometimes families pushing strollers in our road race. You can do the 2-mile walker run and the 5-mile run. And then we also have breakfast available, so pancake breakfast in City Park. And then the rest of our activities, most of it starts around 10 o'clock. So we also have a tractor ride. I guess I better mention that because those folks leave town about 8 o'clock and pet show registration will be open at 9, and that's one of our new events this year.
So 7, 8, 9, 10, and on through the day. Just get it marked on your calendar and plan your events. And since you mentioned pancakes, there's food all day long.
There is food all day long, and you can catch a little different kind of food all day long. You can have, you know, your normal hamburgers and hot dogs. Of course, we have carnival style foods, the cotton candy and funnel cakes, snow cones because it's summer, it's hot, so that's always nice. You can get a good variety of things to eat for breakfast and lunch. We have food vendors until 4 o'clock. And I also like to remind folks that all the information out there about Atlantic Fest can be found on atlanticiowa.com, so you don't have to jot down all the details right now. You can always pop in there and take a look. And we also have these really nice flyers all over town that have the schedule for the entertainment stage.
So you mentioned that a lot of this is in the city park, but does it take place other spaces also?
It sure does, and we are outgrowing our space. We block off an entire 6-block stretch in downtown Atlantic from Chestnut Street at 7th and Chestnut all the way down to 2nd and Chestnut, and then we use some area down here at the depot as well, and then all the side streets in between. And so don't miss those side streets because that's where you'll find fun things like our weasel rides, which are mini military tanks. You can jump 3 or 4 people in the back of one of those, and they'll take you on a little ride around the side streets by the post office for that one. You don't want to miss our motorcycle show, which is also on a side street. We also have a car crushing a car crush with a tank this year that'll be on 3rd and Walnut, actually, in the little parking lot by J&J Custom Graphics and Design. So lots of different things happening in the nooks and crannies of downtown Atlantic, and we hope you and your family come join us.
Yeah, and so you can make it basically all day long, or you just kind of pick and choose what it is you'd like to do. Let's say I'm going to pick out a couple. That car crush, that's new. Tell us about that.
We have Mike Howard from Elkhorn is donating his tank for the day for us to have on display. And then at 1:30, we're going to draw a raffle ticket winner. At noon, we're going to draw a raffle ticket winner who will get a chance to ride in that tank while it crushes one of the cars. And so it's going to be a fun new thing, something we've never tried before, kind of rambunctious for us. But I think people will enjoy just getting to watch it happen. And you might be the lucky person who gets a chance to ride in it. Our raffle tickets are on sale for that, and they're $1 a piece or six for $5, and all those proceeds kind of go back into helping keep this a free event. We don't charge for Atlantic Fest. We want folks to come and sit and watch the entertainment all day. We have a hypnotist coming, a clown coming, doing a musical act. Brad Morgan, who's getting to be quite a big name in the country music scene around here, is coming. So all those things are free for you and your family, and those raffle tickets are just one more way for you to support that. In addition to the car crush, we are also doing a 50-50 Atlantic Cash raffle. So you have a couple chances to win there if you'd like to help support the event and also just do something fun.
And raffle tickets, how long will they be on sale that day?
We have them on sale at the depot until Friday at 5, and then you can also purchase them at the chamber booth, which is in the shelter at City Park, until about noon that day. For the 50-50 Atlantic Cash raffle, we will do some sales after, but the car crush raffle, we got to cut that off so we can get our winner picked.
You bet. See who's going to get in that tank. And like you say, probably will be fun to watch as well as for the lucky person who's inside there. Okay, another new thing you mentioned is the pet show.
We have some wonderful support coming from a group who is raising some funds for the dog park out at the Shieldburg Quarry area. And so we have a pet show this year, and it's $5 to enter, and you can enter multiple categories for that $5. It is for kids 18 and younger, so it's not necessarily an adult pet show, but we hope that the kiddos bring their family pet, and it doesn't necessarily have to be a dog. Encourage lizards or whatever the pet may be. There are some guidelines, though, and you can find those again at atlanticiowa.com. You can register that morning, so as early as 9 o'clock, you can come to the city park right by the shelter there and find the pet show arena. And we do have ribbons for everyone who participates and a trophy for the overall champion, and it's going to be a great addition to Atlantic Fest.
Can I bring my pet python?
I suppose. I won't be anywhere near you if you have it, but you're probably more than welcome.
And I don't have one either. No way. But yes, think about what you have for pets and come on in and enter that. It should be really, really fun. You mentioned there are some favorites. Or you want to mention a couple of those that have been going on for quite a while?
Our car show and our craft show are probably some of the most long-standing favorites at Atlantic Fest. We had so many crafters this year, we had to remark spaces to make room for them. And our car show, for some reason, has just taken off in the last 3 or 4 years. And we had 201 cars last year. We broke that 200 mark, and that's a great sign. We've had some attention from some national car show promoters this year that have interest in our show because it's gotten to the size now that others have started to look at it. And it's always fantastic. Folks travel from 5 different states around Iowa here to come to our car show because it's such an excellent event and they do such a fantastic job putting it together. And that's a big thanks to a lot of our sponsors like Detter Motor Company and some of our coordinators like Robin Sonia Claussen with McDermott Roofing. So we're just blessed to have wonderful people help put all these activities together.
And just so many exciting things going on here, Megan. What time does the entertainment start? You mentioned several kinds of entertainment.
The entertainment stage is open from 10 to 4, and we do have some local performances from the Atlantic High School Marching Band giving us their fall show preview. Dance Atlantic Salute Gymnastics will also be performing, and then like I mentioned before, the hypnotist will be there. He does a comedy routine for his hypnotist act, so that's always kind of fun to watch people get put under and do their little funny things. We also have music with Brad Morgan in the afternoon. Again, 10 to 4, that stage is there, and you can just come sit on the bleachers or bring a lawn chair and enjoy it, plop down on the ground and just sit, find a shade tree somewhere, but no cost. We just want you to come out and enjoy all of that.
Okay, good point. Bring your chair or bring your blanket if you don't want to just sit on the ground. You need to bring that along with you. I believe there's a new stage that you're kind of showing off also.
We did partner with the Fair Board this year and built a brand new stage, and it is fantastic if you're the one setting it up because you just push some buttons and it just opens up and it's fantastic. So we've really enjoyed using that at the Third Thursday Summer Concert Series, and we'll have it again at Atlantic Fest. They did use it at Fair, so it's been a great tool for us to kind of keep adding all these wonderful things that happen.
Kind of a local product there too, I believe.
It sure is. Wyrick Weldon Plus down in Lewis put it together for us and did a fantastic job, just kind of dreamed it up for us and told us what they had in mind, and it's been great.
Okay. So if somebody's interested in mechanics, they might want to just kind of take a little look at the stage and see what's going on there too. And kids stuff. You got kids stuff here and there.
Of course, we'll have bounce houses because those are always popular. We also have a face painter coming. We do pedal tractor pulls, and I say that as kid stuff because mostly kids participate, but we do have an adult division. So I will be there holding my championship from last year and the year before for the women's pedal pull division. I think Dan at the Sweet Joy Shop is also the men's division champion. So it is really kind of fun to watch the little ones and the big ones play on the pedal pulls. We have all kinds of vendors that will be in the park with duck ponds and things for the kids to participate in. So like, it's kind of everyone in the family should be able to enjoy this day, from little all the way up to the dad getting to see the cars at the car show or grandpa at the tractor show. So be sure to bring everybody with you.
And come and plan to spend the entire day if you want to start with a walk at 7 or just pick out what you want to plan to attend and keep on having fun all day long till about 4 o'clock.
About 4 o'clock, we wrap things up. We are still in need of some volunteers, so if anybody wants to help out for the day, we could sure use some help in our pop stands or taking money at the weasel rides or different things like that. And it's a good, fun day to be out and about in the community. You get to see a lot of folks you know. It's always enjoyable, and it's even more fun if you bring a friend. So if you want to help out, give us a call at the Chamber.
All right. Thank you very much, Megan Roberts, for visiting with us about Atlantic Fest this Saturday, August 10th. Until next time, here's a thought. A smile is the shortest distance between two people.